Today is Valentine's Day. I hope especially men, who those of us at least that have memories that are exceedingly short, I hope you haven't forgotten that for your children, your beloved, for your mother or somebody else. Today is in fact Valentine's Day, and even though we were partway through a series on the topic of hell, I want to talk about demonstrated love for the few minutes that we had today. Let me just say this. This has been a tough week for a lot of us. And that's why we inserted this song. Mary and I talked about it. I talked to Jess about it. But Mary and I talked about it. Lord, I Need You, I thought was very applicable to a lot of us in this church, in this community. And so we inserted that. And so it's been a tough week. And I just wanted to say two things. Well, a lot of things come over the email and internet and Facebook and text and Messenger and all that stuff in regard to our granddaughter and her leukemia. But there was two things that came over, and one I reposted because I thought it was so noteworthy. But two things that brought me great encouragement, I wanted to share them with you this morning. The first one was, It was a statement that said, God doesn't give us what we can handle. God helps us handle what we are given. Amen? He helps us handle what we are given. And the other thing, as I was reading literally hundreds of Facebook messages in the last few days, there was so much encouraging words there, but one just leapt off the page to me. One responded to our family that said, we are weeping with you, but we do not weep as those who have no hope. Oh, is that good? We weep sometimes, but we have a hope. Amen? We have a hope in Jesus. If we have been born again, friends, if we have surrendered our hearts and lives to Christ, we have a hope no matter what the enemy or life or anything else dishes out to us. We have a hope in Jesus. And I'm so thankful for that. If you've got your Bible, I'm going to ask you to turn to Romans 5:8. I think it'll be on the big screen too. And those of you that are in the Awana program at all, you should know this verse, because this is one we talk about over and over and over. But I want to talk about it today because it's Valentine's Day. And so I want to talk about demonstrated love for just a few minutes. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates His own love towards us human beings. God demonstrates His love to us in this. While we were yet, or still, depending on which translation you have, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I've chosen this verse very simply because of its simplicity and yet also because of the depth of it. And so let me ask you to ponder just for a moment this question. How do I demonstrate? You just think about this for yourself. I've been thinking about this all week. How do we, especially followers of Christ, how do we demonstrate our love for anything? Could be your job, could be your spouse, could be your parents, could be your kids, could be the church, could be the Lord. How do we demonstrate our love for anything? And then, more specifically, how do we demonstrate it to God? You see, this verse has just reminded us that God has demonstrated His love towards us. We can say God is love all day long, and we don't have anything tangible. We don't have any proof. It doesn't mean as much when we start to recognize what this verse said. God loved us so much, He demonstrated that to us, to sin-filled human beings, by sending His Son. He demonstrated His love to us. How do we demonstrate our love to Him? I tell you, you've demonstrated your love to us this week. We're so appreciative of you. And hundreds of people around us. But how do we, as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, demonstrate our love to God? He's demonstrated His love to us. Sometimes I wonder, does God get any demonstrated love from us? Do we have any time for Him? Are we too busy for Him? I was thinking about a very simplistic little illustration. Today is Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. And I wonder, do you wake up on Sunday morning and say, "Thank you, Lord, it's Sunday. I get to demonstrate my love and come to worship you." I do. But I fear sometimes, and I know there was days in my past like this, we wake up and we say, "Oh, for heaven's sakes, it's Sunday again." Some days that's how we feel. And I wonder how we demonstrate our love to God, because He's certainly demonstrated His to us. I think that one of the best ways that we can demonstrate what our love for the living God is that we actually are obedient to His Word. You know what I'm saying? Actually obedient to His Word. After all, it was Jesus who said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say?" I think we can really, that love can be reciprocal. God has shown us, He's demonstrated, He loves us. He sent His Son to die on the cross for us. He demonstrated His love towards us. And I know that He wants our love to be reciprocal, to be paid back, as it were, to Him, to be shown Him. And I think one of the best ways that we can do that is to be obedient to His Word. Do what it says. Love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, strength, and mind. Love our neighbor as ourself. That's a good place to start. I wonder how oftentimes, especially we in the church that this command has been given to, do we demonstrate our love to the Lord by loving our neighbors? In tangible ways. I tell you what, I spent some time with the Skezik family right down the road here twice this week in the loss of Randy. And there was sure an outpouring of love to that family, not only from the neighbors there, but from people all over. What a demonstration of love. And to us, you and others, many, many others have demonstrated your love. Do we demonstrate very often our love for God in actually loving our neighbors in tangible ways? Today's Valentine's Day. What about demonstrating love for our spouse? One time while I was still at the plant, I had a good co-worker friend that was right behind me in the grocery store, and I was picking up. I didn't have time to go to Brainerd or Staples, so I just stopped at the grocery store. And Sherry already knows I'm kind of cheap, but I got her some flowers or candy or a card and something. And my coworker asked me, "What are you doing with them?" And I said, "I'm going to give them to my wife because this weekend's Valentine." He said, "You're making the rest of us look bad." No, I said, "You're making yourself look bad." How do you demonstrate love to your spouse or to your kids or to your parents if you're still children? You know, Richard shared just a while ago from 1 Corinthians 13, he talked about love from the love chapter. And that chapter helps us understand a little bit of the definition of love. Remember when he read it to us? Love is patient and love is kind. And love doesn't keep a record of wrongs. And all those things, it kind of defines love. And I just wonder, do we actually demonstrate our love for God by loving others from time to time, including the unlovely and the unlovable? In Matthew 5, 43 through 48, Jesus is speaking in the Sermon on the Mount, and He says, "You have heard that it was said you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemies." Have we actually, we claim the name of Jesus Christ as Lord, have we actually been able ever to demonstrate love to an enemy? Because that's what Jesus said. When he said here in the Sermon on the Mount, "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." Why? That you may be sons and daughters of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you just love those who love you, Jesus said, what good is that? It's easy to love our family, most of the time at least. It's easy to love our church family most of the time. But Jesus said, if we just love those who love us in return, what reward do you really have? He says, don't even the tax collectors do that? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, he challenges his followers, therefore you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect in our love for each other. I wonder sometimes if we can really love the unlovable. I wonder sometimes when perhaps we don't even love our church family. We don't even love our blood family. I wonder if we can demonstrate love to the unlovable. Because that's what Jesus calls us to do. He says here, therefore you shall be perfect. And I ask myself, do I want to have a perfect relationship with the Heavenly Father? Then he says, love my enemy as myself. Do good to those who persecute us and pray for those who despitefully use us. And so let me ask you this. When was the last time, do you suppose, that any of you or even myself demonstrated love to an enemy by being good to them? Don't think of your neighbors. Don't think your spouse. Wonder when they did it. I wonder about you. I wonder about me. When was the last time you demonstrated love for an enemy? Because that's what Jesus commanded us to do. It's easy to love those that are lovable. It's not as easy to love those that haven't been nice to you. You know what? What if God would have said a long time ago, we go back to Romans 5 and 8 that we just looked at. What if God would have said, you know what? They're a nasty sort, them people down on earth. They've not held me in high regard. They've not worshipped me. They don't even care. What if he'd have said, I don't think I'm going to demonstrate my love to them anymore. But the Bible reminds us, God demonstrated his love towards us even in our sin. Can we, as brothers and sisters in Christ, demonstrate that kind of love to those who have sinned against us? Will we be able to demonstrate any kind of love to not just those that love us, but those that don't? Because that's what he's called us to do. And so on this Valentine's Day, I just want to invite us to think about, today is a good day to demonstrate love to our spouses or our moms or our family or whatever else. I think it's a good day to do that. But maybe also it's a good day to demonstrate love for a neighbor. And maybe even this week, it's a good week to demonstrate some love towards an enemy. Because that's what Jesus called us to do. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we're yet sinners, Christ died for us, his word says. And Jesus said it's easy to love our family and friends, but what about loving those that don't love us? Maybe we can use this Valentine's Day as a springboard to tangibly love, starting with those at home. And then this week, let it branch out to loving somebody that hadn't been that nice to us. Hasn't been nice at all. Matter of fact, we'd call them an enemy. Because that's what Jesus has called us to do. You suppose we could do that? I know what? I know the Lord has spoke to me, and I'm going to keep my eyes open for somebody that's an enemy. doesn't see things the way I do, doesn't worship God like I do, whatever the case may be. We've just lost some neighbors. We've just lost some family. We've just lost some friends. In the last few hours, people have closed their eyes in death. And someday we will all close our eyes in death. We really will. We're not immune. Doesn't matter what our age is today. And I wonder if it were today. If it were today for you, would you be able to sing this song knowing that I'm going home to be with Jesus? I've trusted Him as Lord. I've repented of my sin. I've believed in Him as Savior and I've received Him as Lord. Would you be able to sing this song, not just now, but forever, because Jesus is Lord of your life? I want you to think about that today. And if you want to pray about something, feel free to come up and pray, or I'll pray with you. But friends, let's not let another day, another week go by that we haven't really embraced the love of God. That we haven't really received the love of God by faith. The Bible says, for by grace are we saved through faith. And so let us not let another day, another week go by that we haven't embraced that love and received Jesus Christ as Lord. We look forward to that day when you will say to each and every one that has put their faith completely in Jesus Christ as Lord, when you say, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. And we will begin that endless alleluia, that endless praise, that endless time where there is no time, that endless space where we are in the presence of the living God. We look forward to that, Father. And in the meantime, help us to love You with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, with all of our mind. Help us to love our neighbors as ourself. Help us to love those that are not easy to love. Help us, Father, as Jesus taught us, to even love our enemies. And in so doing, Father, may You receive glory. When we love that neighbor, when we love that coworker, when we love that boss, or that whatever it is, when we love them, when they have not been very lovable, may You receive the glory. May people see Jesus in our demonstrating love for others. May they see Jesus and give You praise and glory. Thank You again for each one here today. Go with them today. Keep them safe. And challenge us this week, Father, with loving You more than we did last week, loving our neighbors as ourselves, and even loving our enemies. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.